Well, good morning. So glad you can join us once again on a Tuesday morning. I have to keep telling you guys it's a Tuesday morning because, quite frankly, I just need to remind myself that. So you're going to have to excuse me. The reason why I keep insisting it's Tuesday morning is because, well, I have to keep reminding myself that it's Tuesday morning. But so glad you can join us wherever you may be. And so glad that this gentleman can join us. Always, always love talking to the people from Cranes. So many good things going on with Cranes, as well as we make sure to always, always welcome in our good friend Mike Lee into the program. And before we do that, Cranes interview is brought to you by Taft Law, a modern law firm with over 800 attorneys throughout the Midwest and the District of Columbia. Learn more at taftlaw.com. Let's welcome him in, Mike Lee. Mike, I trust you had a wonderful long weekend.
I had a lovely weekend, Sean. Happy Tuesday morning.
Thank you. You know what? I, Mike, I don't know if I'm the only one. I have to keep saying that to myself because I'm sure at some point in time I'll tell everybody it's a Monday today. So if I keep emphasizing Tuesday, maybe that makes things better. How's that?
You and I both, we're on the same team there.
Hey, so much going on. This is such a busy, busy month. And I guess you could say the kickoff to what is a busy, busy month around here, and quite frankly, a busy summer, is actually happening up in Mackinac in the next few days with the Mackinac policy kicking off.
Yes, today it marks the initial kickoff of the Detroit Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference, the annual gathering on Mackinac Island of political, civic, business leaders to talk about really the future of Michigan. Gets rolling in earnest tomorrow. The theme of the conference this year is the power of and, which is aimed a little bit at our time of political division, and how policy doesn't need to be a zero-sum game. It doesn't need to be either or. We can be Democrats and Republicans. We can do X and Y and Z. Rather than making choices that don't work for everyone. Some of what you'll hear from the leaders on the island this year is talking about growing Michigan's stagnant population. Really, over the last 20 years, our population has grown much more slowly than almost all of the other states in the union. You can expect to hear the governor to talk about that. There'll be a lot of talk about electric vehicles, of course. We've seen so much investment in plants to facilitate that changeover. A lot more. Big name speakers this year include Shark Tank star, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who also runs, he's created a string of artificial intelligence boot camps in cities around the country, including Detroit. And he's always good for a quote or two. Artificial intelligence is, of course, the thing that everyone's talking about, and I think everyone is uncertain about in a lot of ways. So I think we'll be hearing some of that this year. Cranes will be covering wall-to-wall the conference and news out of it, so tune into cranesdetroit.com for that. I myself will be driving up to Mackinac City here in about an hour, so looking forward to that.
Well, safe travels to you. Let's get that out of the way, certainly. But, you know, one of the things that you talked about, Mike, that we are, I mean, all going to have to be cognizant of, if we aren't already, is this population issue. And it's something that's been there, as you mentioned, for a while. And it seems like it's not going away. And there are a lot of conversations about this and how to keep some of our youth in this state.
It is. It's a huge issue. It's very hard to have a growing economy without a growing population. And a poll that the chamber itself conducted ahead of the Mackinac conference really defines the problem of the younger respondents. I believe under 49, 18 to 49, they talked to nearly half of them said they were they expected to or might have to move to another state during the next 10 years to find success, which is a little frightening when you're trying to grow your population. Michigan, of course, has sometimes struggled to keep smart young people from leaving for the coasts or to Chicago. There are some bright spots. Almost 75% of people said they were optimistic about their future in Michigan. The biggest issue highlighted right now in Michigan was inflation, far and away identified by folks in the poll as the toughest issue. Well, one of the fun things in the poll, though, was of the folks who were considering moving out of Michigan, what was the top reason? And the largest share of those folks, 28% of them, identified the weather, which we can't do much about that. Maybe we'll get a little help from climate. Well, maybe we'll get a little help from climate change, for better or for worse on that issue. But people need opportunities. They want, nice places to live, vibrant cities. That's what lures people away, and that's what Michigan needs to compete really for people's minds and hearts.
Mike Lee, Cranes Detroit Business Managing Editor, kindly joining us here on the Paul W. Smith Show, as he does often on the first day of the week. One of the issues that you guys are tackling, and let's face it, there was a big time to do about this, Mike, in the last few months, but what to do with Michigan's utilities. I think there was so many questions about the infrastructure, and so many people were frustrated at some of the utilities, and you guys are taking a deeper look at this?
Yes, we had a massive, really historic ice storm in late March, which knocked out power for several days for a very large chunk of the state. It wasn't the first big lengthy outage that we've had in the last few years, and it seemed to be becoming more frequent and worse as the weather becomes worse. So Michigan's utilities, DTE, and consumers, they're under a lot of scrutiny, a lot of pressure now to improve this situation, harden the power grid, improve reliability. In this month's Cranes Forum section, we look deeply at this issue. DTE and consumers have both laid out plans to improve things, massive investments in tree trimming. DTE is planning a pilot program to work through burying some power lines in some of the areas where the grid is really the oldest and most fragile, including in the city of Detroit, and most need of updating and replacing. The age of parts of our power grid is part of the problem. In some areas, you're talking it's 70 years old. So the investment that's going to be required is big. State regulators are really scrutinizing. They're doing audit of the utilities and considering new rules that could turn up the heat on them. But in the end, this is going to, there's no easy fix here. It's going to cost a lot of money. It will take time, and it's not a simple problem to solve. But check out our Cranes Forum later this morning on Cranes Detroit to look at some of the potential solutions and what's ahead for our power grid.
Well, Mike, you guys do such a great job. I urge people to go out there and check out your fine work. Always appreciate your knowledge, and safe travels up to Mackinac, huh?
Thank you, Sean. Happy Tuesday.
Right back to you. Tuesday morning here, Paul W. Smith Show. Did I mention Tuesday, 760 WJR?